last episode told of the efforts of Simon Magus the magician to discover and buy the secret of the apostles' powers of healing, how an Ethiopian was converted by Philip the deacon, and how Saul was struck from his horse and blinded on the road to Damascus, and afterwards entered on a totally new way of life.
Meanwhile, Saul was still breathing threats to slaughter the disciples of the Lord. He went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogue in Damascus that would authorize him to arrest and take to Jerusalem any followers of the way, men or women, that he could find. Suddenly, while he was traveling and was approaching Damascus, there came a light from heaven all around him, and he fell to the ground.
Saul.
Saul, why are you persecuting me?
Who are you?
I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting.
What am I to do?
Get up now and go into the city, and you will be told what you have to do.
In today's episode, you'll hear how the converted Saul has to flee from Damascus to escape the fury of the Jews, how he is introduced by Barnabas to the apostles in Jerusalem, but is once again obliged to leave town.
Then God, who had specially chosen me, Saul, while I was still in my mother's womb, called me through his grace and chose to reveal his Son in me, so that I might preach the good news about him to the pagans. I did not stop to discuss this with any human being, nor did I go up to Jerusalem to see those who were already apostles before me, but I went off to Arabia.
Ananias!
Oh, there you are. I thought I'd never find you.
What is it, Judas? You look worried. Is someone ill?
No, nothing like that. It's Saul. I can't find him. He's nowhere in the house. I thought maybe he'd gone to see you.
No, I haven't seen him.
You don't think he could be in the synagogue, do you?
No, I've just come from there.
Oh, I don't like him going up there on his own. He's made enemies already. It could be dangerous.
Saul can take care of himself.
But there are even more of our own people who are still suspicious of him.
They'll come around eventually, when they see how he lives. By the fruits, they shall know them, Judas.
Yes, I suppose you're right. It's just, oh, I don't know. He goes into it with such vigor, such abandon, as if he didn't care what happened to him.
That's the way he's made. He's a firebrand, doesn't believe in half measures. But don't worry about him. Our brother Saul is no coward. And you're forgetting something.
What's that?
The Lord is with him.
Yes, of course. But where's he got to? Let's go and see old Silas, the tent maker. He's a friend of his. You know Saul's a tent maker himself.
No, I didn't. He's so reserved about his own life, never talks about himself.
Down this alleyway. Here we are. This is the shop. Hey, Silas!
My husband is out. What can I do for you?
You haven't seen Saul this morning, have you?
Saul? Not this morning. He was going at first light, he said. They finished the tent last night.
Where did he say he was going? Not back to Jerusalem, surely.
Oh, no. Said he was heading south, into the desert.
The desert?
That's right. Said he'd be away some time. He said he was going on business, and Silas lent him his old mule.
I don't understand. He never said he had business to do, and why the desert?
I'm afraid that's all I know.
Ananias, what does it mean?
It's very simple. Our brother Saul is on the Lord's business. He's being led by the Spirit into the wilderness, like the Lord Jesus.
When he who had set me apart before I was born, and had called me through his grace, was pleased to reveal his Son to me, in order that I might preach him among the Gentiles, I did not confer with flesh and blood, nor did I go up to Jerusalem to those who were apostles before me. But I went away into Arabia, and again I returned to Damascus.
Who's there?
It's me, Judas. He's back. Saul's back. Come quick.
Just a minute. That's it. Come on in, Judas.
No, I won't stop. But you must come too, Ananias. Saul's preaching in the synagogue. He's got them all in the palm of his hand. Every time they make an objection, he's got an answer for them. He's like a man inspired.
He is a man inspired, Judas. So, Saul has come into his own. The Lord has shown the might of his arm. God be praised.
And Saul's power increased steadily, and he was able to throw the Jewish colony at Damascus into complete confusion by the way he demonstrated that Jesus was the Christ. Some time passed, and the Jews worked out a plot to kill him. But news of it reached Saul. To make sure of killing him, they kept watch on the gates day and night.
You weigh more than a...
Shh! Don't talk, Judas. We still got to get past the guards.
No, we don't. We don't have to go down to the end of the wall. We can haul him over halfway down. Look, there's a window in the wall, see?
Hey, what's the delay?
Shh! It's all right. You comfortable?
Have you ever traveled with the laundry?
Right, let's go. You ready, Ananias?
Ready. One. Two.
Up she goes!
God be with you, Brother Saul.
There we are. He's down.
Let's wait to make sure he gets away. We don't know if they planted anyone on the other side.
No, I sent one of our young people to check with the traitors who go through regularly.
Shh. I think I can hear something.
That's him. He's out.
Thank the Lord. Now we must get back to the city.
That's beautiful. Are you going to play it at the breaking of bread tonight?
Oh, I don't know. I just thought it was, you know, a way of celebrating my, what do you call it, receiving the Holy Spirit.
Oh, it's so good to know you are really one of us at last. I had begun to wonder
whether I might change my mind? No, I knew it was only a matter of time. But there was my father, you know, it wasn't easy. He'll never really accept it, he's too attached to the old ways.
But we belong to the future, Miriam. And our children.
Our children?
What was that?
Something in the hen house. I hope it's not that fox again.
Catch the foxes for us, the little foxes, that make havoc on our vineyards. For our vineyards are in flower.
Miriam! Come and help me with the supper!
Oh, dear, that's my mother. I must go.
Oh! Whatever. How did you get in?
Aaron, be careful.
It's all right, young lady. I'm not armed. You must excuse me. I mistook my way and fell into your hen house.
Are you a stranger to Jerusalem?
Not exactly. I used to live here. I was a pupil of Rabbi Gamaliel some years ago now.
I know you. Your soul, the fanatic. You were there when they killed Stephen.
Please, I know. I was a persecutor of the Church of God. But then, something extraordinary happened to me. I was on the road to Damascus.
Miriam! Oh, come on, give me a hand.
Oh, dear, I really must go now.
You go, Miriam. We shall meet at Mark's house.
You must forgive me, but I need to see the head of the church here. Cephas, or is it Peter? Do you know him?
I do see him sometimes.
I understand your hesitation. If you would allow me to explain.
I know who you should see. I have a friend called Barnabas. We shall go together, and you can tell me your story.
Then, after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to visit Cephas.
When he got to Jerusalem, he tried to join the disciples, but they were all afraid of him. They could not believe he was really a disciple. Barnabas, however, took charge of him and introduced him to the apostles.
But who is he with? I can't believe this man has changed his ways. Remember after Stephen died, he persecuted so many of our people.
Yes, I remember. Every day he was dragging someone off to prison.
I don't believe he really wants to be one of us. It's just another way of doing it. More subtle, if you like.
Yeah. Now, I don't see how we can possibly accept him into the community.
Yes, but did you hear what Miriam was saying? She was sitting there quietly with Aaron, and this character just drops over their wall.
Go on. No.
Yes. Fell into the hen house, she said.
What a nerve. Sounds like a common thief to me.
Well, he looked pretty rough, she said. All covered in muck from the hens. Oh, there's Aaron talking to him now.
And isn't that Barnabas with him?
I'm telling you, Saul is a chosen vessel of the Lord. No, you needn't worry. He'll take no one's place. His course has been set for him. His path is marked out. I tell you, friends, the Lord has appeared to Saul and has given him a mission. And we may not stand in his way.
Tell us, Barnabas. Tell us what the Lord has spoken to Saul.
And so Barnabas explained how the Lord had appeared to Saul and spoken to him on his journey, and how he had preached boldly at Damascus in the name of Jesus. Saul now started to go around with them in Jerusalem, preaching fearlessly in the name of the Lord. But after he had spoken to the Hellenists and argued with them, they became determined to kill him.
When I was praying in the temple, I fell into a trance, and then I saw him. Hurry, he said, leave Jerusalem at once. They will not accept the testimony you are giving about me. Lord, I answered, it is because they know that I used to go from synagogue to synagogue, imprisoning and flogging those who believed in you, and that when the blood of your witness Stephen was being shed, I was standing by in full agreement with his murderers and minding their clothes. Then he said to me, go, I am sending you out to the pagans, far away.
And when the community knew of the plot against Saul, they took him to Caesarea and sent him off from there to Tarsus. So the church throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria had peace, and living in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit, it was multiplied.
Been listening to the seventh episode of our radio drama To the Ends of the Earth. Taking part in this episode were Anton Alexander, Eleonora Baldwin, Thomas Bevan, Maya Glickman, David Horton, Buck Heron, Don Hodson, Robert Mickens, Eileen O'Neill, Clive Rich, Helen Sterling, and Veronica Wells. The sound engineer was Luciano D'Andrea. The programme was written by Jill Bevilacqua and produced by Sean Patrick Lovett in the studios of Vatican Radio in Rome.